other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Honey, can you turn that radio down in the background there? I'm trying to book us a visit with the Bilderberg Group coming up in May 31st into June 2nd. And I was talking to a nice lady at Marriott. Ma'am, yes, I want to be there. I want to be part of the Bilderberg Group meeting. Can I come to that?
Okay, but I'm not finding a builder. You're saying builder?
Bilderberg Conference. Well, I mean, you're saying you have no rooms available that date. I know why, because the conference. But I'm with the conference.
But there isn't one under Bilderberg.
Bilderberg. Well, what's the name of the conference you've got then?
Sorry.
What conference has you booked for that time?
Sorry, there's several conferences in that time.
Yeah,
period.
Well, last time there was a Lockheed the day before, and then okay, well, if it's not Bilderberg, because it is Bilderberg, maybe they give it. I need to know which one it is. Which names do you have there?
No, but I have several.
Well, what are they? Maybe we can find it.
Do you know another name it could be under?
What? Yeah, it was supposed to be under Bilderberg. It was supposed to be under conference. Conference group discussion.
Now, one moment, please.
Halliburton?
Okay, let me check. One moment.
Yeah, maybe. Honey, I'm supposed to go to this conference, and I can't figure it out here. Well, baby, I'm going to get you that information here today. Thank you, sweetie pie. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are trying to book ourselves into the hotel here. I hear some more elevator music. Man, I like elevator music. I actually had one of my friends make me a elevator music CD I play in my car sometimes. You know that Snitch Society video I did was pretty good. All right, that's enough for now. We're done. Thank you, ma'am. Oh, she's there listening. That's good. Disconnected. All righty. Well, that was pretty silly. I could have been a little slicker, but I was too busy laughing at her. I'm like, well, what's the name of it? It's not Bilderberg.
David Rockefeller and the hero Bill Gates. Sure, they write publications about how they want you to die, but they've got a shot they want to give you in the thigh, 'cause they want you to be happy. Sure, they talk about euthanizing grandma, and sure, they give kids polio with their program. 46,000 in India last year, paralyzed children. 'Cause Bill Gates is a hero. Oh, sweetie pie, Billy Gates, he wants you to eat GMO. La 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 la, the New World Order loves you. Oh yeah, they're friendly too. Come on in and let your mind wander on fluoride and Prozac. Enjoy the cancer rate exploding and neurological disorder. Oh, it's wonderful. Sports are coming up on SportsCenter. Oh, yeah. Obama's announcing he's a dictator. Oh, they're going to take my guns for no reason, no law. Oh, world government, I'll pay my carbon taxes to them. They want to ban over-the-counter vitamins. Oh, they want to raise property taxes. Oh, kill babies up to age 3. That's reasonable. I'm not against that. Oh, it's a wonderful land, New World Order. Bill Gates, he loves you, sweetie pie, Bill Gates. Oh, he loves you, he wants to help you, Bill Gates, a friendly guy. Take the shots, you'll go to the sky. sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure. And it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Right now, the average family spends 1/4 of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Joseph Mercola is a giant when it comes to the huge awakening that's happened to the additives, the GMO, the fluoride, all of it. And he has, of course, Mercola.com, an invaluable site for news and information that I visit every few days at least. A lot of great research there. He's been passionate about health and technology for most of his life, a doctor of osteopathic medicine. He treated many thousands of patients over 20 years. In the mid-90s, he integrated his passion for natural health with modern technology via the Internet and developed a website, Mercola.com, to spread the word about natural ways to achieve optimal health. And he's a best-selling author, researcher, you name it. And he joins us here today for the balance of the hour. And I got a lot of questions I want to get into, but I want the state, you know, we get the State of the Union from Barack Obama. I want the state from his view and research and focus on the battle for health and big pharma wanting to block that, what seems like an explosive awakening across the board, people wanting labeling to get away from GMO, the system moving to block that, the basic right to be able to see on something if it does have genetically engineered, you know, organisms in it or cross species. So what is the state of things right now? Like, how is the Rebel Alliance via Liberty doing versus the Empire striking back? And then I want to get into what's number one on his radar screen and what, I mean, of course, Mercola.com covered a lot every day, but what he's been really focusing on as of late. Doc, great to have you with us. Haven't been on probably 5 years.
Yes, thanks for having me on today, Alex. I really appreciate the opportunity. Well, you heard the question. What's the state of things right now?
Well, it's certainly challenged, as you, your readers and listeners certainly know. But we seem to be making some levels of improvement. And one of the biggest initiatives we have is the California ballot initiative, which has a really strong possibility of eliminating genetically engineered foods from the entire United States, just as it was done in Europe and even China. China doesn't allow these foods in their country.
It seems like the momentum's starting to shift towards common sense, though, and health. But we see the feds raiding people for no reason. You know, all of that going on. How do you see the battle going?
Well, from what perspective? They are making efforts in a variety of areas to suppress it even more, and it's just really sickening at best to see the examples continuously that get thrown before us and of how they're effectively able to suppress this information and make progress that way. But I think, you know, really the challenge is to educate people, give them information so they can make their own free choices once they're properly informed.
Sure. To boil the question down, it just looks like, well, it doesn't look like, it's a fact. There's a giant offensive against family farms, against raw milk, against vitamins, against labeling, just against everybody. And I see that as a response to the big awakening I'm seeing as a syndicated radio host. I was just asking you, because you're probably one of the most, if not the most prominent person, out there, covering these issues in a professional, accurate way, what your read of the situation is as, you know, say, a general in the wellness movement.
Well, it's difficult to give you a really specific answer on that. You know, we certainly identify very specific examples of the challenges that are being put forth by this, you know, the corporate interest, the collusion and the fascism between major international corporations and the government, and how they're able to essentially cherry pick many important regulators or important positions in federal regulatory agencies and governmental authorities so that they can pass laws and essentially legalize processes that essentially start to abolish our freedoms. So that's what we're struggling against. And, you know, we still have a voice. We have the internet, thankfully. I think if we didn't have the internet, it would be a pretty sorry looking picture. But because of that, we can inform people and give them information, and they can really rally together and make some big changes.
And now we notice, Doc, they're moving in to try to shut down the web and trying to curtail it and trying what's the biggest threats right now to health freedom that's on your radar?
The biggest threats to health freedom, well, it would seem to be an unbridled continued implementation of what's currently going on. I think we need to have some big changes really soon, but I don't perceive it as any single biggest threat. It's coming from so many different sides. You know, I think the economy is really a big one, and certainly you talk about that, but the banking institutions and their complete control over the pretty much almost everything, and makes it a real challenge to get anything done. And they've certainly devastated the economy to date, and they continue to print trillions of dollars. And that's a real big challenge when you're trying to make serious improvements for your health.
Now, what's number one on your plate right now? What do you think is most important? And then I've got a whole laundry list of questions. We're going to open the phones up for you.
Well, we are very excited about this California ballot initiatives because we believe that this is an opportunity to actually eliminate genetically engineered foods just as they did in Europe. So it's virtually impossible because of Monsanto's collusion with the federal government and regulatory agencies to pass any type of legislative process. In fact, just last week you probably were aware and reported on that Vermont had almost unanimously passed this genetically engineered labeling law, but then Monsanto threatened them with suing the whole state, so they backed off on it. So
yeah, why back off? It's like when the TSA said they'd blockade Texas if we didn't let TSA fondle little boys and girls. Why not call their bluff? I mean, why didn't Vermont say bring it on? The people would back them up.
Well, it's an expense, you know. So they didn't want to invest tens of billions of dollars in legal processes, but that was the justification for it. But that's just an example that the current process is so sophisticated and cleverly manipulated by Monsanto and other big corporations that it's virtually impossible to have a legislative challenge, but a solution. But fortunately, for a large number of states west of the Mississippi, there's still an opportunity called the Citizens Ballot Initiative, where if you have enough signatures on a piece of legislation that the citizens signed to, which we just recently did, we were able to gain almost 900,000 signatures in California. So in the upcoming election in November in California, it will be on the ballot. People will have an opportunity to label genetically engineered foods for the first time in the United States. And why is this so significant? Well, California is, of course, the biggest state in the country, but it's also the eighth largest economy in the world. So that this legislation passes there, it will be literally the beginning of the end of genetically engineered foods in the United States. And we've seen this with other foods. The Pepsi recently was required to label some carcinogenic ingredients in their soda, and rather than label it, they chose to exclude it. And this is just the free market forces and acting in exactly what you'd expect. So they're not going to have a label for California, a label for the rest of the country. They're going to, because previous studies have shown that once you put the genetically engineered label on it, and that's all this legislation is required, is to label it, give people a choice, that is almost like putting a skull and crossbones on it. And people, 80 to 90% of people will freely choose not to purchase that item.
And so, as you know, Doc, the articles are from the late 90s in the Monsanto cafeterias where their scientists eat, they demand non-GMO. And so they dare try to sue the state because people want something labeled. Imagine that in court. Okay, well, then you eat it.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. So, you know, we're really excited about this process, but there's about a handful of companies, Mercola.com being one, that have donated about $3 million to date. Lundberg Farms, Nature's Path, Organic Consumer Association. So we're expecting Monsanto to put in over $100 million to finance the propaganda campaign in California to defeat this initiative. And we don't have $100 million, but we do have, you know, a large volunteer effort and the people who are listening to this. So, you know, Monday we're launching a money bomb against Monsanto. So if any of your listeners would be willing to participate in that, they can really help this effort to really fight what I perceive one of the biggest threats to the very survivability of the human race, which is this massive intrusion of food that was never designed to be here, and really cross species types of changes that have potentially beyond dramatic influences on the sustainability of our food supply.
Doc, I want to talk about that because we see neurological disorders, autism across the board, other diseases exploding. And in all the big studies, the scientific that are out there, with many of these GMO crops, they have organ failure, near total sterility in three generations in the guinea pigs and rats and things. And now we're just a generation or so, you know, 20 years or so, in the life cycle into this, and we're seeing a lot of it. And as you know, they've never really allowed testing of GMO in humans. And, I mean, when this all starts to come out, will Monsanto get in trouble, or will they just get a slap on the wrist like dioxin and Agent Orange?
Well, you know, they so effectively control the federal regulatory agencies that at every single level, and we've constructed a graph that's on our site that kind of shows these connections and identifies the specific individuals. But it's hard to imagine that any significant penalties coming down, just like the bankers. I mean, these bankers have stole trillions of dollars. Did any single one of them ever went to jail? No, because they control the system. So I'm not expecting that. I mean, we're just hoping that we can allow people the freedom of choice to do that. But you're right. There's a study that was just recently done that showed that one of the toxins, the most genetically engineered foods do one of two things. They either produce a resistance to a very potent herbicide called Roundup or glyphosate, and that's the vast majority, maybe 85%. And then the rest of them produce a BT toxin, which is an insecticide. And this BT toxin was actually recently shown in some studies to wind up in the blood supply of pregnant women and their babies that were born. It's like 85% of them have this toxin in their blood supply. And we're told that there's no complications from it. No one's ever looked at it.
And we know infant mortality is starting to go back up. Let me see. The pesticide kills bugs, but then we're supposed to eat it. again, the plant grows its own pesticide, and they have to have refuge areas growing for the bugs of normal food. Can we just have the refuge corn? We'll be back. Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days. And we're the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We're about to have big breaking news. You know, it's one of the biggest stories out there that Obama is going to ban children doing chores for their parents on farms. That's how the family farm trains the next generation. The children enjoy the work. That's why we have summers, is so children can work on the farm. This is a total assault. Now rural Montana religious colonies fight labor law. They're coming to shut down the Mennonites and Amish. They've already got CPS circling them. This is all part of a total domestication and making us eat GMO, directly linked to organ failure in every mammal they tested on, monkeys, rodents, you name it. I mean, literally hundreds of studies. hundreds. And going back to Dr. Mercola, who is our guest today, Mercola.com, really great to have you here with us today, because I just really respect the work you're doing and also the activism you're involved in. People should support that money bomb coming up, I guess you said Monday. But how does the attack on rural communities, organic farming, farmers markets, whole milk, I know you see it out there, the ban, you know, attacking backyard chickens, saying you got to get a license to have a garden. Why is the system so scared and declaring war, or if you disagree with me, tell me they're not, on any form of true local sustainability in the name of sustainability?
So when your question is the system, you mean the government is
I mean big pharma, big agri, all I see is an all-out assault against just any choice, any freedom, anything healthy, the farms, everything. Why are they doing this?
Well, fear, I think, is really the center of the motivation, and it is a very effective tool that powerful and small groups of people use to manipulate the masses. So if you can effectively utilize that tool, you can control large numbers of people, and that's what they're doing. So they're seeking to instill fear in people from making simple choices and motivate their actions and behaviors based on that fear. So
they're trying to intimidate people. All I see it doing is making it avant-garde and cool.
No.
And people are rushing out and trying to start farming and things.
Well, that's the practical side effect from it. But they're trying to discourage that with these fear tactics.
No, I agree with you. I agree they're trying to discourage it, but I'm saying I don't see it working.
No, I would agree also. I think that the people are smarter than that. And, we still have some of the revolutionary spirit still left in this country. And as a result, people are inspired to really react and respond the way that our ancestors did.
Amazing. This is a short segment, long segment coming up, and I want to take some calls. The toll-free number for people to join us if they want to talk to Dr. Mercola is 800-259-9231. What else do you think is an important battle area? Obviously, getting the GMO label so we can make a choice. Wow, revolutionary idea. What else is front and center?
Well, before I answer that, I just wanted to comment on one of the statements you made with respect to this all these research studies showing the dangers of GMOs. Well, there would be a lot more if it wasn't for the manipulation and the fraud and deceit that these major corporations like Monsanto have implemented. Do you know, and you may not realize this because it's not widely appreciated, that it is illegal, Alex, for any research scientist to do an independent study on genetically engineered foods because it's a trademark patented seed. And it's the moment you begin to do research on it that isn't authorized by Monsanto, they will initiate serious legal action against you, if not throw you in jail.
Yes, I was aware of that. Well, then how do other countries and people release these studies? They just don't care?
I don't know. I mean, it's beyond me. I mean, certainly Monsanto's throws tens of millions, if not more, dollars at seeking to prevent this type of information from being widely disseminated.
Well, to me, the evidence is clear. They're starting to lose, though, for all their bully tactics, for all of it. The momentum is shifting against them.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, certainly it did in Europe. You know, once you give people the freedom of choice to make that decision whether or not they're going to choose to freely consume this type of food or not, they'll choose not to, if they're informed. And that's what we're seeking to do with the Citizens Ballot Initiative of California, to defeat Monsanto. And this could be, I mean, this is a very limited window of opportunity. If we miss this window, I don't know that there'll be another one, and that this may be the beginning of the end of the food supply in the United States. So it's a really important issue. And that's why, you know, we're so excited about this, because it really is, it's sort of like their Achilles heel. It's a classic David versus Goliath battle. And we are David on steroids, and they are Goliath. And they control the federal regulators, and they outnumber us massively in their ability to fund this type of propaganda campaign they're going to throw at us.
Powerful information. We're going to take calls and cover a lot more with a amazing guest and a hard guy to get on the show, Dr. Joseph Mercola, Mercola.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. The battle for freedom is now. Join it. Many hands make light work. Together, we will defeat these monopoly men tyrants.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals, if you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In other news, Kurt Nemo's article just went up at InfoWars.com. Obama ban on youth farm chores, part of a larger power grab. You want to understand Agenda 21? It's all right there in the article. Get it out to everybody. They've announced the Pentagon's involved, Homeland Security, flooding out, harassing. And the answer is don't comply, don't talk to them, shun them, hate them in your community, or it's over. Okay, this is a federal invasion, which means a foreign banker invasion. There's a bunch of other incredible news. It has been confirmed. A caller called about an hour ago and pointed out, and it is in Market Watch, which is part of the Wall Street Journal. It is in the Examiner. It is true that 900 major municipalities, in fact, most of the country, will cast its ballots, and it'll be master aggregated by a Spanish company that hold it. Wait for this. The Spanish company is owned by its chief investment firm, George Soros. So George Soros, Stalin said, I don't care who casts the ballots, I only care who counts them. George Soros to control majority of electronic voting machines. Bombshell info. But it doesn't matter, even if they can't get their Lord and Savior Obama in, there's too big a landslide. Same big banks finance Mitt Romney. I mean, It really is dire straits. But the good news is, like Dr. Mercola was just saying, we're voting with our dollars. We're supporting alternative media. We're supporting freedom on the web. We're supporting organics. We're supporting labeling. And we have got to everybody plant a bigger garden. Everybody filter their water. Myself, I've been a slob. I've known about health. Used to be a sports addict. Then went the opposite direction. Got so busy in radio and TV for years, stopped working out, ate like a pig. I lost 40-something pounds. And I still need to lose another 25, 30. And I'm going to do it. But the point is that we need to rebel against this system by taking care of ourselves and getting along with our families and being civically involved. They're going to be at the Houston Metro meeting tomorrow fighting the TSA, who's now doing body searches and bag checks on the streets and in buses. The feds, out of their jurisdiction, doing what police can't do. Dr. Mercola, I want to get more into GMO, and I want to ask you, other points you'd like to relay. The fight against fluoride, starting to have victories there before we go to calls. But connecting health freedom that you spearhead with all the other sectors out there. I mean, really, I think Americans now are having it thrown in their face that this really is tyranny. This is really happening. What's your take on just how crazy things have gotten?
Well, I think it's fascism. I think this a big crux of the problem is related to this incredible collusion between these international corporations and the government that essentially they're able to lobby and pass legislations to make it legal to manipulate and deceive people and really implement their agenda, which is to increase their bottom line profits. So, our big mission is really to help people understand how to take control of their health. And I'm glad you're making efforts in that direction, too. But there's very simple strategies. The more you study health, the more you realize that it's really very basic and simple processes like getting away from sugar, exposing your skin to natural sunshine, exercising, drinking plenty of clean water. These are simple strategies that really move your body towards health and away from disease. And the challenge, however, I realize after teaching people this for over a decade, because our website's been around for about 15 years now, is that it's sometimes very difficult, if not impossible, to implement these simple strategies because of this fascist corporate control of the government that really puts these massive barriers and prevents people from making these choices because of the self-interested legislation that's been passed to benefit these corporations.
Well,
so
it's very simple.
Taking an activist role.
Well, you're absolutely right. It's very simple. It just hit me. Big Agra merged with Big Pharma. Openly is lobbying for the Food Safety Act that actually just shuts down local farms and lets Big Agra put out all their poison and get in trouble. They exempt themselves in the laws. But most family farms are barely hanging on. And if the children can't help with the chores, which they enjoy doing, I know I've done it, and learn how to drive the tractor and help get the eggs and, help do stuff, A, they're not going to be able to carry out that tradition. And because they won't know how to do it, but B, that's going to bankrupt them. This is Big Agra shutting down their competition. This is so criminal.
Absolutely. The person who runs our company was raised as a farm boy, and it's just imparted tremendous ethical and moral values. I mean, and when you're working that hard to provide a living for yourself and your family, it makes a big difference, and really molds a person into really a solid human being.
I tell you, I mean, I've worked on farms just on the summers and then 1 year down in the country and for a large animal vet. And it's really good to be around people that really work. And then you come around the modern folks, they don't understand getting into the work and actually enjoying it. So many people I know do not understand the joy of working the land, especially when it's yours. And they're trying to kill one of the final American traditions that's left. It is so evil.
I agree. It's a real challenge. And when those small farms go, it could be the beginning of the end. So we really need to take a firm stand against that because that's a really important part of our ability to provide us with some of the basic foundational tools we need to stay healthy, which is healthy, good food.
Well, it's time to get aggressive, too, and realize that eating healthy, organics, farms, having local communities that support their local farms is an absolute coffin nail to tyranny. and that they wouldn't have animal ID and premise society to shut down the farms. They wouldn't do these staged events, Doctor, that I'm sure you've seen in the news, where to get animal ID, premises ID in, they'd give the blue ribbon for the calf or the pig or whatever to the beauty queen or whatever. And then when she got up or he got up to get the award, they'd say, excuse me, this was on all over the country a few years ago, they didn't do their premises ID, they're banned from showing here. And they were getting money behind the scenes at the local fairground to do this event and take them off the stage with deputies like they were criminal. It wasn't the law you had to do that, but they were implying they were bad. I mean, that's the type of dirty tricks, Doc, we're up against.
It really takes an educated group of people to understand this and then take appropriate action. And I'm really grateful for the services that you provide to help people understand this process.
But how diabolical is the because I started seeing a pattern and then later confirmed it was nationwide. How diabolical is it to do stunts like that?
Yeah, it really hits the limit. You know, it's just they really will stop at no end, it seems, to achieve their primary goal, which is to increase their bottom line profits.
Well, I mean, is it more than that with Monsanto and others, though? I mean, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of people, and I would include myself in that group, who consider Monsanto to be the most evil corporation on the planet. They're responsible directly for killing 250,000 farmers in India through suicides because of the crop programs that they've implemented and creating a scenario that really makes them have almost no logical choice except to kill themselves. I mean, this is the type of evil that they have over there.
And tell folks how they kill themselves.
By consuming the pesticides that they produce, that they buy from Monsanto.
And I've also seen the studies that most of these GMO crops don't even perform like they say they will.
Oh, that's one of the big lies, and it will be used massively in this propaganda campaign, is that the justification for use of these genetically engineered crops is that it's going to feed the world, that it will provide more food for the people with less and be more efficient and more effective, when the truth of the matter is that the primary reason that genetically engineered crops exist is that they can use this herbicide called glyphosate, which is a systemic poison and really kills weeds that grow around there, but it actually it weakens the plant and makes it less effective over the long term, and it actually increases the use of pesticides, which was promoted to when it was initially started to decrease the use, and it does the exact opposite. So it just increases the sales and revenues for this just giant corporations.
Well, then there's all those mutations in the cotton plants too. I was watching on television.
Oh, sure.
It does all this weird. The people are like, they lied to us, they destroyed us, and then now that I've planted this, the old stuff won't grow in the soil now. It's dead. I mean, talk about a plan.
Yeah, it's very devious and evil. There's just no question in my mind, and that's why we're really putting all this time, effort, and energy to feed their nefarious plans. And because we've got this limited window where we think we can make a dent, and you know, and if we defeat them in California, that could be the beginning of the end of for Monsanto, at least in genetically engineered seeds and plants, because they've got plans for implementing this massively to be having
grass trees.
There's only a few foods now that are genetically engineered, but they're trying to get almost every single plant out there and control the entire seed supply of the world.
And by the way, for those that don't know, what is it? Almost 90% of corn's now GMO. I mean, once they get a crop, they take it over, which is, they've said, food is a weapon. I want to go to calls, but you're right. This fight in California, they're going to spend $100 million, but word of mouth, small donations. What can people do? Describe the fight simply for folks. Explain to them what's happening. A lot of listeners know, but this big battle to simply try to have this move to label if something is cross species, grows its own pesticide in it, you know, whatever the case is.
Well, we've already, a small group of us have already donated $3 million to collect the nearly 1 million signatures in the state of California to get it on the ballot. So it will be on the ballot. Californians will have a chance to vote for it. There's going to be, as you mentioned, a $100 million campaign of propaganda by Monsanto. So if people can go to Organic Consumers Association, which is the one of the best nonprofit organizations for organic foods, and just go to their homepage, and there'll be an opportunity there that they can donate directly to the campaign. But if anyone listening to this is in California, California could volunteer their efforts to go and educate and inform your friends, relatives, and neighbors to let them know about this, so they can actually vote yes on this. And you know, it's going to require quite a bit of effort to defeat what's already present, because the polls show over 80% of people are already in favor of this initiative. 80%. So they have to turn around 30%. This would be a massive effort on their part. But when you put $100 million, you can sway things a bit. Well, so we're really going to need all the help, effort, and energy we have, because it's a David and Goliath battle. It really is.
Well, the electronic voting machines, the studies have had top experts on, like Bev Harris, cannot steal a landslide. That's why you need a total landslide, or they'll steal it. I mean, you talk about dirty tricks. They will use those electronic machines and then, like, have a propaganda campaign so people believe that you've lost. But the point is, the fight, you will educate people. You will win either way. And this is the beginning of the end for their crimes against humanity. When we do finally reverse all this, their takeover of government, they need to be held accountable, because not just the dioxin, but or the Agent Orange or all the other crimes, Monsanto is truly a wicked company. But what really takes them down is the fact that you can pull up the mainstream articles, folks. Just search Monsanto cafeterias GMO-free. Their scientists will not eat what they're producing. So remember that. And the elites are all, of course, Doc, I know you know about this, but I actually found it's even in the LA Times and places. And the Chinese elite feed GMO to their people, but they only eat organic. The European elites are the same. What do these guys know that the public doesn't?
It's exactly what we've been saying. They know it's not good for your health. But you're right. With respect to this ballot initiative, they can control it through this electronic balloting manipulation. And that's why we obtained 900,000 signatures. You only need 505,000 to put a ballot initiative on the vote. But we doubled it just to make sure that they didn't manipulate it on us.
Yeah, I should have introduced you as spearheading that. I know you're not doing this to be prideful, but you've got to be proud of the work you've spearheaded along with others. Just amazing job, Doc, because it's good to see somebody really putting their money where their mouth is, their energy, and really getting things done. You are the model of defeating these people.
Well, we are so close, but that's why, you know, I'm really on your show and imploring people to participate, because, I mean, this is a limited window opportunity. The window is closing, and at some point, we will not be able to defeat these guys, these evil incarnate, you know, and this is our chance. So that's why I'm so excited to have the opportunity to really take them down.
Oh, you bet. We're excited to be part of it here. What do you think of the fake environmentalists that say carbon dioxide's evil, pay Al Gore money? For me, they divert off of all the real environmental issues, like chimera, genetic splicing, all of this stuff that we know is already having a devastating effect. I mean, you talk about really hurting the planet.
These guys are clever on steroids. They are use incredibly sophisticated tools and techniques, and one of them is what you refer to. They'll create these ostensibly public health oriented organizations. You know, they're objective and supposedly truth seeking, when actually they're just arms of the corporations, and they're spreading these false messages. They're going to do the same. They did it when Washington tried to pass this, and they did it with Oregon. They're going to do the same thing in California. So this is their standard modus of operation.
Yeah, they're running around saying tax carbon dioxide, that'll save us, instead of, like, not eating stuff that's literally destroying us. Let's go to Red Devil in Illinois. You're on the air with Dr. Mercola. Go ahead.
Hi there, Dr. Mercola. I have a question for you. My stepdaughter, who is turning 16, has contracted fructose malabsorption. Mm-hmm. And I'd love for you to speak on anything you can about that to me. But I'd like to make a statement first. I just talked to a selective serviceman, and they're being briefed on restarting the draft. But thank you.
Yeah, that's actually been in the news, but it's going to be a new domestic FEMA Corps tattletale squad. That's actually on record now. Doctor, his medical question.
Well, I think that is, I don't know if it was your daughter, I think you said it was, that the fructose malabsorption is actually a very beneficial thing. And when you look at this condition in animals, these animals live much longer because fructose is one of the most pernicious toxins that you can have in your diet if you have it in large quantities, typically more than 25 grams a day. So it causes, it will cause large amounts of fat, it causes metabolic syndrome, and it in many ways is a poison not too different metabolically from alcohol. So it's something that you really want to limit. Not absorbing fructose is a blessing. Believe me, it's a blessing.
So how much fruit should my children eat then?
Well, we have tables on our website that really list the amount of fructose because it really depends on the fruit. So fruit sugar has a big percentage of fructose. So you go to these tables and you look up the fruit and you see how many grams of fructose it has. So if your total daily fructose consumption should
What's
be
a really good
grams.
Fruit just on average?
Well, some of the best are lemons and limes. There's virtually no fructose. They're fructose-free. And, so you can have almost virtually unlimited amounts of that. But some of the berries are also low. But if you have 2 quarts of blueberries, you're going to go over your limit. So you have to have it in moderation. But if anyone questions that, and many people do, then there is a simple blood test that one can do. It's called a uric acid. It's a blood test. You'd easily get it done at your doctor's. It's really inexpensive. And if that's over 5.0, it's a suggestion that you're having too much fructose because that's one of the end products of excessive
fructose.
Briefly,
why is diabetes exploding so bad?
Fructose and sugar. I mean, Dr. Robert Lustig and Robert Johnson, who were publishing his book called The Fat Switch in a month or so, has really explained that in very specific details. But it's too much sugar. That's the bottom line. And carbohydrates.
All right. Stay there, Dr. Mercola. Amazing interview. More phone calls. Straight ahead, big breaking news at InfoWars.com. Obama ban on youth farms. It's incredible. Stay with us.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
You can run on for a long time.
All right, Chris, Tom, Harry, Jacob, Chris, we're doing 5 minutes of the next hour so we can finish up with Dr. Mercola. Again, I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com if you're a new listener. Dr. Mercola, of course, has Mercola.com, the number one alternative media health wellness site out there. And there's a lot of other great ones out there, obviously, as well, doing great work. But they're fighting hardcore right now. We salute that. Big headline at InfoWars.com. Please get this out to everybody. Obama ban on youth farm chores, part of a larger power grab. Agenda 21. You need to get that article out to everybody. This is serious. The Pentagon is over this. Man, that rural council. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky, listening on XM Channel 166. You're on the air, Chris. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Been looking at the world in a with a completely different perspective over the last couple months since I've been listening to your show. I appreciate what you do. Growing up on a farm, being involved in agriculture, I've seen Monsanto really has put farmers almost in a conundrum with their choice of seed selection. And they've been victims of the propaganda. I know when I was going to college, everyone said that BT was harmless. Now that you've got it in corn, you know, it's not going to hurt a cow or anything that eats it. And we all thought that was grand. And this was just the second phase of the green revolution. Just like you had kind of laid out beforehand. But, you know, now there are no seed companies really putting a whole lot of research into conventional hybrids to offer farmers an option.
No, that's right. They've totally dominated the market. Dr. Mercola, comments on what he's saying.
I couldn't agree more, and that's part of the confusion that these companies use, and that their campaign is to merge or to get the confusion between traditional hybridization techniques and the genetically engineering ones, and they want people to believe that this is just a newer approach when they're radically different.
Yeah, you're not breeding two of the same variety, same species together. No, you're putting
plants.
It's totally different species. But here's the thing: Monsanto is also buying up the heirloom and hybrid companies, aren't they?
They sure are. It's in their strategy to dominate and control the entire food supply of the world. I mean, it's a very compelling business model. If they're successful, you know, it's kind of like Facebook. They're going to control everything. So, it's different industries, of course, but it's a domination strategy.
But the head of Facebook called his customers dumb bleepers. I mean, that's their attitude.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, Zuckerberg has his challenges.
Okay, let's jam in one more. Thank you, Chris. Great points. Moving fast. Tom in Kansas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's good to talk to you again. They took you off of KCXL years ago here, just when rum started to burn, and I can't get you. That one of my questions was, how do I get you in this area? I drive for a living.
I'm on a couple of affiliates up there, and I know KCXL carried us for years and then got another station and stuff, and he's got to listen on XM or shortwave or internet or the free iPhone app. But we've got a few stations up in Kansas and Missouri area. You can go to GCNlive.com, look at their affiliates list. They're adding more all the time. I'm told we just got a big station in Anchorage, Alaska. So we're growing, but we're number one on the internet when it comes to radio. We're on XM and over 100 AM and FMs, but that's not nearly enough, brother.
I know. Listen, I deliver home oxygen for patients with COPD, and I just came from a patient of mine, a nice man. He's 76 years old. He could otherwise play golf, but he has a lung disorder because of Agent Orange. So it never stops, and it goes back a lot of years.
Absolutely. There we go. I mean, Monsanto, if you study them, it's like it's Satan's company. Do you agree with that statement, Dr. Mercola?
I believe they're evil incarnate.
We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.